The latest study focuses on two possible routes for the power line across Kuprinoff Island. Robert Venables is energy coordinator for Southeast Conference.
Now we're done studying this project, and we're ready to move forward into pre-construction activities with the Forest Service and examining both routes, and they will fully examine both of those routes. And I think the designated term preferred route will be used, later on in that process, which we expect to culminate toward the end of next year.
One of the options, called the Northern Route, would include one water crossing from Petersburg and run about 56 miles along northern Kuprinoff, partially on existing logging roads. The cost estimate for that option is $33 to $39 million, assuming that the state first builds a road along the entire route. Without a road, the cost estimate jumps by as much as $6 million. State transportation officials have proposed a two-lane paved road and ferry crossing for that route, with an estimated price tag of over $100 million. The study's other option for the power line is called the Center-South Route. It would involve two water crossings and run about 46 miles from central to northern Kuprinoff, mainly on logging roads. That's estimated to cost around $38 million. Venables says they'll be doing some field research this year to learn more about both routes.
If we can utilize a lot of the Forest Service roads on either scenario, that works out to the advantage of the project. In the north, there is the congressionally conveyed right-of-way easement for both road and utility corridors. So there's both routes have similarities and then some unique challenges ahead.
Venables says they're hopeful that directional drilling underneath the seafloor could be a way to reduce the cost of the water crossings. One possibility the study considers is drilling the line underneath the Wrangell Narrows and also beneath the mouth of Petersburg Creek in order to reach that northern shore of Kuprinoff. The connection would get the nearly 500 residents in the community of Cake off of expensive diesel-generated electricity and onto cheaper, clean hydropower. Cake Mayor Henrich Kadake says it seems like the project is closer to becoming reality.
We have a lot of support, and I know that Petersburg and Wrangell and the people all over Southeast, we're all working together, and we're very hopeful that this is going to happen.
Kadake says Cake's City Council has favored the northern route because they eventually want a road link to Petersburg, and the northern route would only require one ferry crossing instead of two. But Kadake says that's not their main focus right now.
Well, right now we're concentrating on the intertide, and hopefully we would get just a one-lane road for the upkeep of the intertie, so that it doesn't cost a whole bundle to maintain this line.
The city of Petersburg and its neighbor across the Wrangell Narrows, the city of Kuprinoff, have supported connecting Cake to hydropower. However, the small city of Kuprinoff opposes a road through its roadless community, which was founded in 1975 in part by area residents looking to live off the grid. Chris Ford is mayor of the town of about 24 people.
We definitely agree with the rest of the communities in Southeast that we need to get Cake off the generators and get some renewable type of energy to them that's affordable. But our community is not interested in having an overhead power line or any type of structure built like that. I think it would undermine the viewshed and undermine our city to have something built like that.
Meanwhile, across the water, the 3,000 residents of Petersburg already enjoy cheap hydropower, and Petersburg's Mayor Al Dwyer says he's all for extending a power line to Cake, whatever route it takes. However, he says it may not be wise to wait for the state to build a road link.
It may be a long, long time before that road is actually built and usable. And meanwhile, Cake is bleeding people. I mean, people are leaving the town because it's just not economically feasible for them to turn a light bulb on, you know?
Last fall, the DOT said the Cake-Petersburg Road proposal was on hold until the agency could find funding. Powerline supporters hope to secure state funding either through the capital budget process or the state's renewable energy grant fund. Senate Finance Co-Chair Bert Stedman of Sitka says the northern route is the way to go, but with a scaled-back one-lane road, he doesn't think a two-lane paved road and ferry crossing is realistic, and he says it's important to get CAKE linked to hydropower.
Physically, they're located in a very strategic spot in southeast, and they're in sort of a rain shadow. It's a very good location, and the people, the CAKE, need help, and we need to do what we can as a state to help that village and not get wrapped around the axle with planners that come up with ludicrous ideas that'll never get built.
The Forest Service will be determining the timeline for the public scoping phase and environmental review for the project. Public scoping meetings could happen in Petersburg and CAKE in the next few months. The project will require an environmental impact statement that will examine the impacts of both route alternatives. The environmental review and permitting work is expected to cost around $1 million. Design and survey work could cost another $1.6 million on top of that. The earliest the project could be designed and ready for construction is the end of 2011. The Southeast Conference final draft report on the Intertie is on that organization's website. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.